This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Florida Senator Rick Scott is officially running for re-election. He won't take on former President Trump or what many believe will be a White House run from current Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He also believes something has to be done to fix our immigration system.
I like immigration, legal immigration. I want people to come and live our dream. But you know what I don't want? I don't want criminals. I don't want terrorists. I don't want drugs. And they're all coming across this open border.
Just this morning, the Florida Division of Emergency Management announced that as of today, nearly 10,000 migrants have been intercepted off the state shores, with nearly 5,500 being apprehended. The suspect in the Northern California mass shooting is admitting to what happened in a jailhouse interview. The 66-year-old man is accused of killing seven workers earlier this week at two farm sites in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. In an exclusive interview of NBC's Bay Area, the suspect admitted he committed the fatal shootings. He said he endured years of bullying and long hours working on the farms, adding that he wasn't in the right mind the day of the massacre and believes he suffers from some sort of mental illness. The Republican National Committee will be electing a new leader Friday. The RNC has been meeting this week at a beach resort in California. They'll be conducting elections for chair and other top offices. Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel is seeking her fourth term and is being challenged by two Trump supporters, attorney Harmet Dillon and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell. McDaniel is favored to win and claims she has the support of more than 100 of the 168 RNC members. Nearly a dozen people are dead after Ukraine is bombarded with Russian missiles. Ukraine's emergency services said the official death toll rose to 11 on Thursday after Russian drone and missile attacks damaged over 30 buildings across the country. Authorities said at least six Russian warplanes were launching long-range missiles across Ukraine and that residents were urged to take shelter. Ukraine's military said its air defenses shot down about 15 Russian missiles. This is U.S.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks freezer filler sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and everybody is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Russia's Olympic officials on Thursday praised the International Olympic Committee's decision to allow Russian athletes to compete in next year's Summer Olympics in Paris. The IOC Executive Board agreed to let athletes from Russia and Belarus compete in the Games if they are not, as the IOC put it, actively supporting Russia's war in Ukraine. They'll have to compete under neutral status. The international athletes advocacy group Global Athletes blasted the IOC's decision in a statement, saying it sends a message to the world that the International Olympic Committee endorses Russia's brutal war and invasion of Ukraine. Netflix Stranger Things is taking the crown as the most streamed TV show from last year. According to Nielsen, the fourth season of the hit series garnered 52 billion minutes in 2022, the highest mark since 2020. Coming in second was NCIS, followed by Cocomelon in third and Ozark in fourth. Rounding up the top five is Disney's Encanto. LSU football coach Brian Kelly saw some extra money in his bank account last year. According to a recent audit, the university overpaid Kelly by a little more than $1 million during a two-month period. LSU says it started paying Kelly's LLC in May, but mistakenly continued to make payments to him directly. The university and Kelly have agreed to an adjusted payment schedule to recoup the cost. The Carolina Panthers are hiring Frank Reich as their next head coach. Reich most recently served as the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts from 2018 to 2022. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.